AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donoghue. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer's job is hanging by a thread, and it involves Jeffrey Epstein.
He's now trying to persuade his Labour Party lawmakers not to kick him out of his job after just a year and a half in office. Starmer's head of communications, Tim Allen, quit on Monday, saying it's to allow a new Number 10 team to be built. That's after the Prime Minister lost his Chief of Staff, Morgan McSweeney, on Sunday. The political storm stems from Starmer's decision in 2024 to appoint Peter Mandelson as US ambassador, despite knowing he had ties to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Starmer fired Mandelson in September, when emails were published showing that he maintained a friendship with Epstein after the financier's 2008 conviction for sex offences involving a minor. Starmer apologised last week for having believed Mandelson's denials, and police are now investigating Mandelson for potential misconduct in public office. Lawrence Brooks, London.
Chairman James Comer's House Oversight Committee wanted to ask Epstein's former girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, some questions.
Maxwell took the fifth and refused to answer any questions. This obviously is very disappointing. We had many questions to ask about the crimes she and Epstein committed, as well as questions about potential co-conspirators.
Maxwell was questioned during a video call to a federal prison camp in Texas. She's serving a 20-year sentence for sex trafficking. British police say they're examining claims the former Prince Andrew sent confidential trade reports to Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump said on social media, Bad Bunny, in his words, doesn't represent our standards of success, creativity, or excellence. The president responded to Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime performance. He performed nearly entirely in Spanish. People like Tiffany Haddish think otherwise.
It inspires me to keep moving, and I'm learning another language at the same time. So now I'm bilingual.
This is AP News. Seattle has a parade to plan. The Seahawks won their second Super Bowl with a 29-13 win over the New England Patriots. The AP's Geffen Coolbaugh was at Super Bowl 60 near San Francisco.
Seattle quarterback Sam Darnold helped secure his first title with his only touchdown, a 16-yard pass to A.J. Barner early in the fourth quarter. Jason Myers kicked a Super Bowl record 5 field goals. Kenneth Walker rushed for 135 yards. Uchenna Nwosu had a late 45-yard pick 6 against Patriots QB Drake May, who passed for 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions.
Patriots quarterback Drake May received an injection before the game to numb his troublesome shoulder, then finished 27 for 43, 295 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions for the AFC champions. Seahawks offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak coached his last game for the team. Kubiak is leaving to coach the Las Vegas Raiders. I'm Ed Donoghue, AP News.